the Farmington baseball team, Coach Scott Hibbets. And Coach, boy, what a game, man. Another just hard-fought performance by your guys. I'll give you the floor first before I jump in and ask you some questions. Just your thoughts on this terrific 3-2 victory.
Heck of a job by Tyler starting for us tonight. He's been under some tough circumstances. Dad's up in the hospital. So we want to wish Rick all the best and get well quick. A little choked up about it, you know, when you, one of your players' dad's up there. Can't be here to watch his son. It's tough.
Absolutely.
So,
well, hey, let's jump right in on that. Tell me more about the effort of Tyler here today and meant. Because my
goodness. he hasn't had a lot of experience on the mound this year. Not that he hasn't had experience in the past, because he has. And you just, you know, you ask him, hey, with everything he's going on in his mind, he's able to put that aside. And he just threw a well of a ball game. I think he had him with 76 pitches and.
I had him at 5 innings, 7 hits allowed, 1 walk, 9 strikeouts.
Yeah, right.
I mean, for a guy, and I was preaching the whole time, I was saying, what does that say about a kid, a guy who's willing to just say, hey, I'm ready to get the ball whenever you need it, drop of the hat. That's what the situation was. What does that say about that kid?
And we really haven't had to use him, and that's been a nice thing about our pitching staff. And we haven't had to go to him, and to call him in this situation is awesome. And then, you know, followed up with a senior, Chad, who this year we kind of, you know, we took him from behind the plate a few times and had him go out and throw. He started throwing a little more in the summer, and he's closed out a few games for us. So that's, you know, you expect that out of your seniors. You know, if he can't be a leader behind the plate, we put it in his hands to close it out. And a great effort by both those young men. And then, you know, I got a little worried. We left 2, 3, 4, 5 guys on through 4. I lost count after that.
Yeah, I knew you were pulling your hair out down there.
But we talked about that in the pregame, you know, and we've got to find a way. Fortunately, we did there, you know, when it got down pretty close to the end and got it done when we needed to. So, I told the kids it's one at a time. One at a time, it's a good start.
Yeah, exactly. And obviously, to go 2-1 in a tournament where you're facing some great talent to win the tournament and playing in Woodbat, just a terrific performance for you guys. And just going off of that, I know we talked about it a little bit before the game, but the drawings have come out for the MAAA tournament.
Right.
You guys got a 4 seed, so you guys are going to have a bye. Talk a little bit about that.
Well,
that's
it's a bye, but we're still going to play. We get to watch the first game. We'll be here at home. We're a host site. It'll be Monday. I think we're at 6:00. I think the games are at 4 and 6. So we'll take on the winner between AV and Valley Caledonia. So hey, I told them in our post game meeting. I told the boys, you know, we don't take anyone lightly, and, you know, we take one game at a time, and everybody's got to do their job, just like it was at the start of the season. And it's really, really, really important now, because we're down to those few games left in a season that, you know, you really have to take advantage of every chance you get. So hopefully we can get that done.
And just obviously now that you've had a chance to coach these guys for what has almost been an entire season, what do you really like about what these guys are doing here late in the year? What do you think they're really doing well here late in the season?
Well, every day they come ready to play. And regardless of what happens on the outcome, we're a level-headed, we're a good bunch of young men. We're polite. We've gotten some good feedback from officials. You hardly ever hear us mouthing. That speaks well of our character. And you know, our Colonel Sparks, one of my assistants, he's been put in charge of taking care of that part of it, and how fitting that is for him. He does a great job, and I think it's a reflection of that our kids behave themselves.
Absolutely. And I mean, you guys have to be thrilled and just so proud for putting on an event like this, and you know, especially with the weather that we dealt with this week, having to get the field ready and everything to come out here Friday and Saturday, have the field in tip-top condition and really put on a great performance here. It just really just all around fun time.
I gotta get a shout out to my man Spuds, grounds crew. He did a well of a job. He's out here this morning at 7:20 cutting the cutting the grass again. We had a little conversation. We put the tarp on the mound. We held our breath, and here it is, whatever time right yep. now, and the sun's out, and look at the dust flying on this yep. field.
Give me the name one more time. Who is it?
Oh, Spuds.
Spuds.
He knows who he is.
Yeah.
He's probably around here somewhere.
I'm sure he is. Well, absolutely. Yeah, tip of the cap to him, because I'll tell you what.
Spuds Hensley, he's done well of a job all year long.
So. Yeah, I mean, this facility's beautiful. First time being out here, but getting a chance to watch the Woodbat yeah. tournament, man, this was a lot of fun. And you guys played great, and I'm really looking forward to watching you guys here down the stretch and get some momentum going here late in the season, make a little run coming into the tournament.
Hey, welcome to town. I'm glad you got
to come out. I appreciate
it,
Coach. I appreciate it, man. Yeah, thanks for hosting us, man.
All righty.
All right, Coach. We'll let you go. We're talking with Scott Hibbetts here on the post-game show.